Where did the idea come from?
That was a very interesting thing. The idea came from a request to write some music to call attention to the fact that our immigration problem is a mess and people are dying in the deserts because we can't decide what to do. And two people came to me and said, we want you to write a requiem. And I had just written a requiem. I didn't want to write another one. And they seemed to be in disagreement themselves. And after the meeting, Richard Romero, who I'd worked with before and now Father Richard Romero, took me down to the park and said, whatever you do, you need to deal with the story of Guadalupe. And I said, what is that? And he laid out the story of the Native American guy, Cuatlatoac, that takes on the Spanish name Juan Diego, has visions of the Virgin Mary, who he thinks is the earth goddess Tonantzin, but he has visions and he finally realizes that he can show the Spanish people that he too is a spiritual person. And this is done with the presentation of roses and finally the miraculous appearance of the classic image that we've all seen, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Anywhere you go, you see that image. And that's the image that in the story is emblazoned on the chest of Juan Diego. And it convinces people, both the Aztec people, the Spanish people, can see a deity. They can see a god in the eyes of the other. The beauty of that image is it's half Aztec. If you look at it, it's full of Aztec symbology. And Christian. So you had both the Native American and the Hispanic, or Spanish rather, culture blended. And that's the story, and that was the inspiration.
You have approached mixing music, taking Western traditional music with Native American drumming, with the Native American flute. In other people's hands, and I won't name names, that can and has become a mishmash of, is this world music or where are we?
Yeah.
And you never do that. It's what's respected is both sides.
I hope so.
It's very much so. That's what happens. And people walk away moved by it. But it's almost a natural flow that I guess you would do Our Lady of Guadalupe.
To put it into a quick perspective, I began my career as a pianist with an avant-garde ensemble, and we were doing the music of Stockhausen. That was our specialty. And I enjoyed doing that, but I was intrigued because that movement in Germany, the avant-garde at that time, had a deep interest in acoustics and acoustic phenomenon and sound. And I remember playing the piano works, and you'd drive the piano in ways that would make it resonate strangely. And so, and it just opened up this world of sound. Then I came out to Phoenix, and I didn't know, you know, what am I going to do? And I started getting introduced to the Native American musicians through Canyon Records, Robert Doyle, and thought, my God, what a resource. Mm-hmm. And these guys, some of my favorite composers, don't read music, but they create wonderful sound. I always have Native American musicians come in to perform their music. I don't try to imitate and make you believe that we're something we're not. I think that everyone sees through that easily. If you want to hear Native American music, have a Native American come in and play it. We have that, by the way. Our Carlos Nakai, my longtime friend, Aztec Mayan specialist from California, Javier Xeotl, these guys are volunteering to come in and sit in the pit and play, and so that's fun too.